Hearing is a change of zone, number 1904, Dry Acres LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C2 medium commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broke Hill 100, Sussex County, containing 10.88 acres more or less. The property is located on the northeast corner of Harperson Road, that's Route 5, and Lewis Georgetown Highway, that's Route 9. The 911 address is not available. The tax parcel is District 235, Map 30, Parcel 51.00. Staff would note for the record that we have received an exhibit booklet, a boundary survey, a staff analysis, a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation confirming that a TIS is not required at this time as part of the rezoning. We also received a copy of the plus response, and we have also received 7 letters of support and a further letter, which is a 13 signature petition in support of the rezoning. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. You again, Mr. Davidson? Now, I want to point out to your clients that you might want to compare your invoices when they come. Nobody can be two places at once.
Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Mark Davidson. I'm principal land planner with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here tonight representing the application for Jill Sisersky, which is also the owner, who is the contract purchaser of the property. The owners are Dry Acres LLC. With me tonight is Ms. Sisersky, representing her application. This is an application to grant a rezoning of a portion of lands in an AR1 agricultural residential district located on 10.88 acres, more or less, in the Broke Hill 100, located on the south side of the Lewis-Georgetown Highway, which is U.S. Route 9, and the west side of Fisher Road, Sussex County Route 262, to C2 Medium Commercial District. The properties are... And again, I've submitted an exhibit booklet, and as the exhibits that I do have tonight that I'm going to go through are in the exhibit booklet under the various tabs. The property is bordered on the north by U.S. Route 9, which is a principal arterial. It is directly across the street from Shoreview Woods Development, which is a 96-unit multifamily development. It's on the south by the Maryland-Delaware Railroad, which is actually at the end. This property is at the end of the active railroad. The railroad stops about 200 feet shy of Fisher Road, and it's also the placement of the future Rails to Trails path. And then on the south side of that railroad track are other lands that are owned by Dry Acres LLC, which are zoned AR1 and GR. And it borders on the west with an existing commercial use, which is called the Cool Spring Mini Storage. And it's on the east by Fisher Road, along with other commercial uses, and with the Dollar General being on the opposite side. And then catty corner to this side is a zoned parcel of land, which is zoned institutional, and which I believe was purchased by Bay Health. In ordinance 2550, Sussex County Council desired to create the more specific C2 medium commercial zoning district with smaller, more related uses within the district to promote better planning and predictability with Sussex County. The purpose of a C2 medium commercial district is to support uses that include retail sales, performance of consumer services. It permits a variety of retail, professional, and service businesses. The district shall be primarily located near an arterial and collector streets. Again, U.S. Route 9 being the arterial, principal arterial. It accommodates community commercial uses that do not have outside storage or sales. In the package, I did prepare another a bubble sketch on what Mr. Sersky would like to see. The site to somewhat of a development of the site on if you grant the rezoning to C2. This will allow her to create a shopping plaza constructed around a community retail plaza that will provide for the sale of convenience goods and personal services for the day-to-day living needs of the nearby existing and future communities. We show, as part of this plan here, we show a full access coming off of Fisher Road in this area here, which would be directly lined up across the street from the existing entrance that is for the Dollar General store right now. We do show a limited access off of Route 9, which is a right in and right out. In the plus response, DelDOT did state that this property could have two accesses, one off of Route 9 and one off of Fisher Road. The one off of Route 9 would be a limited access of a right in and right out. We kind of show a cross connection area to be able to do interconnectivity to adjacent properties if it should happen. But the property to the west of us is already developed as a mini storage facility. But we are showing that proposed access can happen, or connectivity for that connection. And I also show there will be connectivity with the Rails and Trails program along the railroad at the rear of the property. The proposed rezoning to C2 for this property is in the vicinity of other commercial zone properties and uses and will not diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood, will not create a public nuisance or result in an increase in public expenditures. I did have submitted a area map showing some showing area commercial uses along this corridor, such as I've already mentioned the Dollar General, the Cool Spring Storage Center, there's the Coastal Life Patios and Garden Center. And then, of course, to the east of us is the Oak Creek Wine and Spirits, and there's the Cool Spring Office Park, to name a few. But you can see that this is an area that has supported other commercial uses in the past and currently. In the 2019 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the area of the proposed rezoning for this property is identified to be in a low density and is currently surrounded by existing developing areas. The Sussex plan suggests that each application should be reviewed on its own merit and does not have a negative impact on the surrounding area or the county in general. And then again, some of the stated goals within the plan for new commercial zoning is to promote growth and development in areas where capital facilities and infrastructure are already available and adequate to support growth. The property has already dedicated right away along Fisher Road and US Route 9 when they redeveloped, when DelDOT came in with their project and redid the intersection of Route 9 and Fisher Road. So property has already been dedicated. Additional property will be dedicated for the expansion of US Route 9 now that it has gone from an 80-foot right-of-way to a 100-foot right-of-way. So additional right-of-way will be. And then Artesian Water has both water and sewer that's serving the adjacent properties as well as properties along Route 9. So this property will have access to both central water and central sewer. To promote commercial development in designated commercial office and industrial areas and scale, intensity, distance appropriate to adjacent residential neighborhoods. We stated what I previously showed on the bubble sketch there of what the intent that Mr. Sersky would like to do with the property. Additionally, the nearest residential development, which is Shoreview Woods Development, which is across the road, as well as the Cool Spring developments further east on Fisher Road, will benefit in that the subject property is not adjacent to their development, but close enough to serve the residences with future services without them having to travel farther distances. Engage in planning that considers the efficient location of public services and infrastructure while establishing future public sewer service areas that will help preserve open space by promoting orderly growth rather than unplanned sprawl. This property is located along the US Route 9 with access to both artesian water and sanitary sewer, as well as access to a major roadway system that's east and west of Lewis and Georgetown. This property in this location with a commercial zoning will prohibit any unplanned sprawl that a comprehensive plan is discouraging. Coordinate with DelDOT on road improvements and other transportation projects. As I previously stated, the current owners have already worked with DelDOT in the dedication of additional right-of-way along Route 9 and Fisher Road. That was part of the intersection improvements that was constructed back in 2018. Developers will work with DelDOT to allow for shared cross-access easements within the property that will promote interconnection to adjacent properties. And then although a TIS was not required as part of this application, the developers will have to provide future transportation improvements to the adjacent roadways during the future planning of the commercial development. In addition, future connection to the rails to trails pedestrian path along the existing railroad tracks along the rear of the property will be coordinated with DelDOT. A dark bus shelter will be required for this project. Since US Route 9 is a principal artery and important freight corridor, setbacks will be increased to allow for future capacity in the form of additional right-of-way dedications, permanent easements, and additional stormwater management setbacks. Intersections and commercial entrances will be consolidated to reduce access points. Service roads through the properties will link local residents to commercial parking lots at the rear of the buildings, and this all would increase the aesthetic benefits to the community. The focus of retail and office uses in low-density areas should be providing convenience goods and services to nearby residences, which is what is being proposed for these properties. Commercial uses may be appropriate depending on surrounding uses. The surrounding uses are primarily commercial on the south side of US Route 9 with residential homes on the north side. Consistent with the comprehensive plans, comprehensive plan's future land use chapter, the county has considered that development along US Route 9 as a business corridor with a mix of residential and commercial uses that provide local residents with access to services they need. Local services would reduce travel to SR1 for basic needs. The Sussex plan promotes the US 9 vision to be tied to efforts to make the corridor multimodal. Currently, the Georgetown to Lewis Rail Trail is being constructed by DelDOT in phases. Once completed, the trail will provide a pedestrian bicycle path that is separated from car traffic. The trail will serve as both a recreational asset and a transportation option for the commuters. One of the things that in talking with DelDOT about the Rails and Trails program, let's see if I can pull up. I'm gonna use this map here. The Rails and Trails right now is being planned as it comes down through Cool Spring on the existing rail that has been removed at this time. And when it connects to US Route 9 up in this point here, they're talking about it running down this side of the Route 9 to get to this signaled intersection here. And then it will have a pedestrian crossing that crosses US Route 9 down Fisher Road and then pick up the railroad track that runs along the rear of this property. So this property will be dedicating additional land to be able to accommodate the future rails and trails to be able to provide for that access connection. Since the comprehensive plan is a guide for the future land for use of land, the county's official zoning map must be consistent with the uses and intensity uses provided in the future land use plan. And again, as we know, that the table 4.5-2 is provides for the tool that, for assisting with determining which zoning districts are applicable to each future land use category. And again, at the applicable zoning district for low density areas is the medium is the C2 medium commercial district. The 2015 strategies for state policies and spending identifies the area as an investment level 3. This area is intermingled with a fast-growing area within the county and is adjacent to level 2 areas. The priorities in the level 3 areas are for DelDOT to focus on regional movements between towns and other population centers. Developers and property owners will make local roadway improvements as development occurs. All infrastructure needs will be funded by the developer. Additional public infrastructure that will benefit the community, such as road improvements and access improvements, will be paid for by the developer. The wetlands on the property have been delineated and will not be disturbed. The property is located in a flood zone X unshaded. There are no historical natural features on the property. Stormwater will be on site and use best management practices for handling stormwater runoff the property, and the properties are not in any groundwater protection zone. Private utility companies are considered a viable option for water wastewater treatment in areas where county or municipal services are not existent or unplanned. And again, as I previously stated, Artesian Wastewater Management Incorporated mainly provide water and sewer services for developments that are along Route 9 east of Georgetown, and CPCNs will be executed for both water and sewer for this property, as existing water and sewer are located already in front of this property. Dunmarin Power Light Company has a 150-foot wide utility easement through the subject property that connects to major substations to the north of this property. These electric services will provide sufficient energy to this property, the area, and beyond this area. These properties are fortunate to have also natural gas transmission pipeline located along the property. It's owned and operated by Eastern Shore Natural Gas Company, which is also Chesapeake Utilities, and that's located along the frontage of the property. Verizon and Comcast are the main telecommunication providers operating in this service area. All of these utilities ensure quality growth of development by the planning and developing of infrastructure and services in the county to complement state local planning efforts with adequate water, sewer, electricity, natural gas, and fiber optic infrastructure to the property. And then finally, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning ordinance, being located in an appropriate location, meeting the purpose of this district and the future land use plan, strategies, and objectives of the comprehensive plan that promotes growth and development through community design, mobility, utilities, transportation, and economic development in an area where a general mixture of commercial and service activity now exists, which is essential and desirable for the general convenience, orderly growth, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And with that, with the exhibits that I've presented, the booklet, and then, of course, along with the support letters that have come in as a part of this application, we ask that you look favorable on the rezoning of this application to C2. And with that, that's my presentation.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
I don't have any questions about the rezoning. Just if it were to be rezoned and a site plan were to come in for a commercial use, I would like to see a pretty strong lighting plan, because there are quite a few people who live around there, and I wouldn't like all of a sudden their yards to be glowing. So that's one of the things I'd be looking for.
Okay.
So you say it is in a flood area, but not wetlands?
No, it's outside. It's in a Zone X flood, and we do have some wetlands. We have about an acre and a half of wetlands on the property.
No other questions.
Kind of part of my question, I see the two areas designated as wetlands. I think you mentioned putting an entrance off of Fisher, but you did say those wetlands would not be disturbed. Is that right? Because the 1/2 acre looks like it's running right along Fisher. Am I seeing that correctly?
Yes, I can show it right here. The wetlands, there's about 1/2 acre here and about 1 acre here. They're isolated wetlands, and then the entrance that I showed coming in, pick green over top of green, that's not going to work. The entrance I have coming in will just split the wetlands right here and be able to work around it.
Wetland areas would stay wooded then?
Yes.
No disturbance. Okay. That's the only question I had. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Weir. No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Staff.
No, for me,
none.
Okay.
None, thank you. This is one from Mr. Whitehouse, just I want to make sure my notes are right. It was 13 letters in support, and then one letter with seven signatures in support?
Seven bespoke letters in support, and one letter that contained a 13-signature petition.
Yeah, right, backwards. I know. I like that word, bespoke.
Bespoke.
Yeah, that's fancy.
Bespoke. Coming from a family of tailors?
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse.
Okay. Well, Mr. Davidson, I might as well take a seat again, and we'll see if anybody else here has been interested in this application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1904 Dry Acres LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1904? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Well, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.